Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa, Silverlight Evangelist with Microsoft, and I've got another return guest visit from Jesse Liberty.
John?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's been a long time.
It has, and much of what we've talked about has been a lead up to this. This is a subject I am so blasted about, so excited about, that I can't thank you enough for giving me an opportunity to talk about it. The idea of transmedia storytelling came about actually quite a while ago. It's the idea of using multiple devices, multiple formats, multiple ways of creating a story, and having them all stand on their own and feed each other. Now, it does, I admit, sound like one of those web buzzwords, but in fact, the first known use of it was in 1991. Marcia Kinder, who wrote an amazing book with an amazing title, that's just the very beginning of the title, said that transmedia works to position consumers as powerful players. That I almost never read a slide aloud, but that's an incredible statement. And the idea here is that not only do you have that story across different media, but the consumer is deciding which of those pieces he or she wants to explore. That was picked up by a researcher at the MIT Media Lab 9 years ago, and talked about how you can coordinate across platforms. But all of this was theoretical at the time. Suddenly we're in a world where this is very possible. Not only is it very possible, but the thing that just totally blows me out of the water is you can build all of that with Silverlight. Increasingly, Silverlight is going to be not only a rich internet application, but it's also going to be a transmedia platform. I believe that pretty strongly. Microsoft, as you know, has announced what sounded for a while like a kind of buzzword hype statement about three screens in a cloud. So what was that all about? Well, first of all, one of the things I love to do at presentations is ask people, what are the three screens? Because it's very interesting what responses you get. So the three screens, of course, are the television. There's a nice modern TV for you. The computer, whether laptop or desktop, and phone, WinPhone 7. Well, once you have that, then transmedia becomes very interesting. Now, the first instance for everyone when they have a web application and they put it on a phone or they put it on another device is to say, okay, how do I take it and make it smaller, make it fit this, make it make sense here?
Right.
Transmedia says, maybe we want to do something different. The question is this a meaningful statement or is this hype? And I totally get the reservations folks have. Is this today's flavor of the week? But let me lay out a concept for you. We talked already about the Silverlight HVP. Very brief review was to go from having an individual video to being able to put that into the Hyper Video Player, which lets you have multiple videos and see the different topics and have links emerge. And we talked about how you can move around inside of that, change items and get different topics and get different links, changing the topic moves the scrubber, and of course changing the link takes you off to other topics and you can work your way through. That was the concept. We could take that and port that over to other devices. Right? We could have it playing on the web through your television. We could even take that, shrink it down, and stick it on the phone. And that's a valid thing to do. The question is, can we go beyond that? Are we going to continue to quarantine everything that we're doing into these separate boxes instead of having them interact and work with each other? And that whole struggle of breaking out of that and getting past that, I lit up when I started hearing about transmedia. Because transmedia, and I love the fact that it's called typically transmedia storytelling, because that's what we do. We tell a story. Even if we're doing an instructional video, hopefully we're telling a story.
Right.
And that essence of telling a story to each other, that I think is cooked into us. And I would argue that's something that we just are hardwired for. So is there a way to go beyond just taking the same application and shrinking it down? So let's take a hypothetical example very, very quickly, which is you're watching a television report about a war. And that's happening in Iraq. At the same time, you can bring up on your web information about Iraq. It's hard to do on television, but on the web, certainly you can do links and you can bring up Wikipedia and various other resources, and you can Bing for, you can Google that on Bing, as we like to say. You can Bing for more information and bring that up. And the phone then, of course, you could shrink this down, show the story, or show Wikipedia. But what if while you're watching that, this reporter, as he's finished his report, or some soldier that he's interviewed, comes up on your phone available for you to have a direct dialogue with, or someone you know who's in that vicinity, or someone who can take pictures in that vicinity. The concept would be to use the phone in a standalone application. You may want to talk to this soldier who you know anyway, but tying that into the story, getting his reaction to the story, or allowing soldiers to see what the reporter is saying and then reach out to the community simultaneously, right, through the phone. That's the concept of transmedia. That's the concept that says, can we take information, provide it to our users in a variety of different ways, and enhance their experience beyond what any one of those can
do. So it's using the right device for the right story or the right message all in concert with each other.
That's right. And they stand on their own, but they also complement each other for, you should pardon the expression, when the sum becomes greater than the whole of the parts, where you get an enhanced experience simply by adding each of those together, from games, through news, through instruction. That's the concept behind all of this. So I'm going to be writing about that a good bit on, I don't know what that was about, on my website, which is jesseliberty.com. And I'm my plan, I think we mentioned that we have a tutorial on the phone. That's going to evolve into the next iteration, major iteration of the Silverlight Hyper Video Player, will be a phone application that's not just shrinking that down, but going beyond to another application that works intimately with it.
Oh, that's
very
interesting.
I love pointing at a blank screen.
Yeah, we're all looking at the blank screen wondering where it is.
Well,
so
that's where it is right now.
It's in your head, so.
Now, this is an open source project as the community and I build that. I will be blogging as it happens, not in retrospect, because in retrospect, everything worked.
Sure.
But as it happens, we're going to show the dead ends and the successes, build videos about that, put those videos back into the HVP. Everything feeds everything else.
Sounds interesting. Hey, thanks for coming on the show
thank
today and
so
talking
much.
To us about this.
I appreciate it.
And thank you all for watching.
Thank you.